An invasion of seaweed that is extraordinary in volume and geographic scope has been besieging many Caribbean islands since June, sending resorts and government agencies scrambling to rid beaches of the algae before the impending high tourist season. Though not a threat to human health, the seaweed attracts flies and smells like rotten eggs as it decomposes. A resort in Antigua was forced to close for the month of September while it removed 10,000 tons of seaweed from its beaches. The weed, a floating species of algae known as sargassum that inhabits the Sargasso Sea, has completely filled the bay on which the hotel sits and created piles as high as 1.5 meters tall on the usually pristine shore. In St. Martin, swimmers were warned away from some beaches because of fears that they could get tangled in the seaweed and drown. In Tobago, where for several months workers have been carting the stuff off beaches regularly and trucking it to the dump, the government has been encouraging farmers to use it as fertilizer. There have been reports of unusual quantities of seaweed washing ashore in places as far-flung as Sierra Leone in West Africa. While small amounts of sargassum are normally found in the Caribbean from May to September, such large accumulations across so many regions has never happened in living memory. Theories as to why range from shifts in ocean currents to climate change to the Gulf oil spill. But at least for now, it's a mystery. One consolation is that it is currently the rainy season in the Caribbean when fewer tourists visit and some elite resorts are closed anyway. Nevertheless, islands are worried that if words of messy beaches spreads, tourists may decide to go elsewhere, even if the problem is resolved soon.